Hudson Taylor and a few of the lessons we can learn from his life. Our goal is not to glorify a man, but to learn the lessons in life from these great saints. Hudson Taylor was a British missionary to China. He started the China Inland Mission with the intent of evangelizing the interior of China. He started the China Inland Mission by himself, and by the time of his death, there were 750 missionaries serving in China with the China Inland Mission. Taylor was a mighty man of God with many character strengths that saw him focus completely on the Lord Jesus Christ. This brief Let's Talk will focus on only three of his strengths and what we can learn from his life. First, Taylor was a man of faith. He was totally committed to God and his ability to provide for the China Inland Mission missionaries. His faith was developed early in his life. As a young man, Taylor tried to get with one mission group that was working in inland China, but he was without university training at this point in his life. He was uncertain as to what the Lord wanted him to do. He threw himself on the Lord, trusting that he would lead him to the right place. He claimed Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, which says that the heart that trusts in God is kept in perfect peace. When Taylor created China Inland Mission, he did it as a faith mission with no guaranteed salaries. He wrote, quote, "Let us see that we keep God before our eyes and that we walk in his ways and seek to please and glorify him in everything, great and small." Depend upon it, God's work done in God's ways will never lack God's supplies, unquote. His conclusion on faith was a question. His question was the following: how then can we increase our faith? His conclusion was only by thinking of all that Jesus is and all that he is for us, his life, his death, his work, as revealed in his word. How is your faith? Is it growing? What are you trusting God for that only he can do for you? Are you more focused on Jesus this year than you were last year? Follow the Lord's leading in your life. Remember Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. A second important lesson that we can learn about Taylor is his emphasis on prayer. Prayer is not trying to get man's will done in heaven, but for God's will to be done here on earth. Let me read that again. Prayer is not trying to get man's will done in heaven, but for God's will to be done here on earth. Taylor was a man of prayer. His son, who sometimes traveled with his dad into interior China, remembered that seeing his dad behind a sheet of curtain at 2 a.m. in the morning in the Chinese overnight lodge that they often stayed in while preaching in inland China. Taylor's son said he remembers seeing his dad behind a sheet of curtain with a candle flickering in the darkness as his dad met with Jesus. Taylor said, "When I get to China, I have no claim on anyone or anything. My only claim will be on God." How important to hear before leaving England or China to move man through God by prayer. The story is told of a trip that Taylor took on his way back to China. The sailing ship that he was on got caught in a dead calm sea. After some time, the captain of the ship came to Taylor and asked him to pray for wind so that the ship could keep moving towards China. After a short time, a big wind blew up and the ship kept on its journey. After some time, the captain came to Taylor and said, "Thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your prayers, but you can stop praying now if we have all the wind we can manage." How's your prayer life? Are you happy with your prayer life? What would your children say about your prayer life? Pray and ask God to increase your prayer time and you will find many blessings along the way. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which says, "Pray without ceasing." A third lesson that we can learn from Dr. Taylor is to focus on Jesus Christ. It is written that Hudson Taylor had many secrets, for he was always going on with God, yet there was but one, the simple, profound secret drawing for every need, in temporal or spiritual, upon the fathomless wealth of Christ. When he was 17 years old, he did everything he could to win others to Christ. This was the secret of his rapid growth, which followed in spiritual things. Where's your focus? Is it on Christ or is it on the trials you face every day? We need to learn how to draw on the riches of Christ offered to us all. By connecting in prayer to Jesus, we will experience his touch and help our lives and ministries. Conclusion: it is not the intent of this talk to glorify any one person, but to learn from those who have gone before us and try to apply some of the lessons to our own lives. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us." Hudson Taylor's experience of faith, prayer, and strong focus on Jesus Christ are open to all Christians, but you have to be willing to pay the price for the intimate relationship with the Lord. Will you pay that price? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the example of Hudson Taylor. We pray that we'll be people of faith, people of prayer, people of trust.